All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Wednesday, May 17th, and stocks are moving higher. The debt ceiling negotiations continue, even with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning of a possible default. But also yesterday, the Dow closed below the 50-day moving average for the first time since March. So what will happen today? And more importantly, how are we trading it and how are positions doing? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Now, when I say fascinating world of trading, I mean, I have the daily chart of the S&P 500 up here, and I feel that I need to use the drawing tool and just show this. I mean, this is where right now, it seems that these ranges are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. What do you think about this?
They are, Marcus. If you look at this, you'll see that we're seeing lower highs each day. And we're also seeing higher lows. So you've drawn that triangle there. And we're just getting snickered into this range where if we look at closing prices, it seems like the S&P just doesn't want to move too much between the 4125, 4130 level. And a lot of this could be what's going to happen with the debt ceiling.
I think this is right now the major focus. And this is where I saw that this morning that Speaker McCarthy says that it is possible to get a deal by the end of the week on debt ceiling. And it seems that they're meeting daily and making some progress. So, I mean, that's what we were hoping for, right? That there is progress and we see that's happening. That's why also today stocks are, I don't know, marginally positive.
Yeah, and, you know, this had been brought up for weeks, you know, with the Mastermind Group and other traders. And the truth is, it's one of those scenarios where in a normal world, it's a non-event, right? It's a non-event because there's a process in place to make it a non-event, right? But then there's this lingering worry, what if this time it is a big deal? What if it is that outlier? We know that we came close in 2011. That was the last time it was really, really turning into a significant event. And so I think that once we got past the Fed, once we got past inflation, once the bank news started to dissipate, traders turned their attention towards this debt ceiling and finally said, okay, is this going to be a big deal? And can we see some resolution before June 1st?
Yeah, especially since also this week, the economic calendar is pretty light. The earnings calendar is pretty light. And we see that today we had building permits and housing starts coming in line with expectations, not moving the markets at all. Crude oil inventories higher than expected, but didn't really move the markets. If we take a quick look at crude oil here and a 5-minute chart, we see that this really didn't move the market. So this were, I mean, market participants are always looking for an excuse, like what can we focus on? I mean, there needs to be something to talk about. It's almost like the water cooler talk for traders is, okay, what are we going to talk about today?
Exactly. And, you know, I think that even though the pits are long gone, you still kind of have that carryover for precedent that was set. And you did have big traders talking and backing each other up. And even, you know, the morning session versus the afternoon session versus the lunch session, there is this standard and carryover. And yeah, I think that's exactly it.
Yeah. So we also talked about it. Earnings season definitely winding down. The big one yesterday was Home Depot. So Home Depot yesterday, I mean, bouncing back, but still down 2%. Today, a massive rebound, up 3.2% based on, I don't know, just a quick snapback here.
And Marcus, I have to give you some credit because I think that this was the best wheel trade of the year for sure. Maybe the decade. I mean, yesterday. Yeah. Well, yeah, you did a good job there.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday we talked about it. When Home Depot was falling, I mean, we saw it as an earnings play that this might be an overreaction. So I sold the 270 puts and was able to close it with 80% of the max profit just 20 minutes later. But yeah, I mean, nothing really that can explain this rally here. We had Target reporting earnings today. I mean, they are higher now, and it seems that overnight, and they also opened a little bit lower. So that move here is a little bit surprising.
Yeah, so Target, nice little rebound there. I mean, it's really similar to what happened with Home Depot. They reported better than expected earnings, also better than expected revenue. So yeah, I thought I had some more notes on Target, but I don't.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just super interesting. And this just shows, okay, more upward pressure in the markets than really downward pressure, especially since we had some good news on the banking front from Western Alliance Bank Corporation, the ticker symbol WAL, up 10% right now. Earlier, they were up, I believe, 15%.
Yeah, not too shabby there. This comes on optimism over deposits. They said in a 8K filing yesterday that customer deposits have grown by more than $2 billion throughout the quarter, so now sitting at $49 billion. And again, a lot of the bank drama and concern with these regional banks is just purely people taking money out, right? Either because of interest rates or because of fears that the bank's going to collapse. And so those deposits are huge.
Yeah. All right, so overall today the markets are slightly higher, but if you look at it, it's really interesting. So we opened higher, pushed all the way back towards yesterday closing prices, and then moving higher again. And again, this looks like a massive move. It is not. I mean, this is here a 15-point move in the S&P 500, an index that's trading at 4,125, so nothing.
Exactly. So an attempted gap fill, and now... trading slightly right about where it opened.
Yeah. Let's take a look at our positions here, and starting with CTRA, Coterra Energy. I mean, we have been in this range now for quite a while. And I mean, today moving lower again. Yesterday we were lower by 3%. Today adding on another 1% lower. Back in this range, just in the middle, and I'm still waiting to sell some more calls against my existing position at 26. Next week is dividend. It's exactly in a week from now. No, it's next Thursday, ex-dividend. So if I'm still in CTRA, I will collect another dividend. My break even right now at 22.54 is just one of these things, almost like Google, right? I mean, just teasing us, coming back, and then... breaking through like crazy.
yeah. Google, don't look at that chart, Marcus.
well, now I want to. Holy cannoli, yeah.
You know what chart you don't want to look at? NVIDIA.
Yeah, right. I saw that they're up 100% for the year.
Yeah.
That is, well.
Such a huge, huge move. I mean, we knew that semiconductors... you know, they took a hit last year. We knew that they were going to have a good year, but I wouldn't have expected that.
No. Talking about semiconductors, how is AMD doing today?
It's hanging in there. Yeah. So yesterday, a huge update, up 4%. Today, it dipped negative for a little bit. Now trading slightly higher for the session, 101.65. So I sold those 103 calls, and I'm keeping an eye on those. So my cost basis was at 104. I've collected a ton of premium. My break even's down near 90. And my goal is to at some point move on from this trade, not hoping that it will be this Friday, but maybe next Friday. And so I'm going to keep an eye on possibly rolling those calls.
Yeah. All right, a trade that I entered, General Motors. I sold the 32 put. Right now we are trading at 31.92. I'm not assigned just yet because there's still some time value in these puts. So we'll see what happens here. If GM on Friday afternoon is trading below 32, I will get assigned, and then I'm planning to sell calls against this existing position next week. If it moves higher and closes above 32, I'll just keep the premium, which was for me $35 per option traded. And today we're up 1.25%. So we'll see what happens there.
So not worried because GM's trading below your strike price, right?
No. And this is also a stock where I'm fine getting assigned. But as we see, we always dip around this level. I mean, as low as 31, but then bouncing right back. And we talked about it yesterday. I agree that the 32 strike was a little bit aggressive. Some of our mastermind members traded the 31.50, so they're in a different position. But I'm not concerned about this one. I don't mind getting assigned in GM.
Sounds good.
Famous last words. you also entered a trade, SU. Not SU. ASU. You entered this one yesterday, right?
Yep. So we've traded Suncor off and on, and I was looking at it as well as with Oxy. I decided to go with Suncor. I like the 28 strike. You see some support there. Yesterday, we closed lower at 28.15. This morning, we dipped down to 28, kissed 28 perfectly, but now we're up a little bit for the day. If we trade below 28, I get assigned, great. If not, we'll continue to look for new opportunities.
Right. We'll talk about new opportunities here in a moment, but we also need to talk about PNC. So PNC, probably in the wake of WAC, Western Alliance Bancorp, having a good day today, up 4% so far, trying to make a push back here above 118 to go back into this range.
Yeah, and we see that there is a decent range there. I would love to see us pop back into it and have a little more normalcy, at least normalcy with what we've seen since March. We talked about it. I think that the concern here is that there just needed to be some news that was positive, right? And that's what we had today with WAL, and we'll see if this kicks off a new push higher now.
Yeah. We'll see. But I mean, so talking about new positions, looking at the heat map, it seems that overall the market is pushing higher. We have the healthcare sector that today seems to be a little bit in the red, led by Merck here, down 1.8%. But overall, I mean, it's a fairly quiet day. I was checking it this morning. I didn't see anything super interesting to trade.
I'm with you. With it being an update, it's a general rule of thumb when we're selling premium, it makes sense to sell puts on down days, sell calls on up days. And that is a rule of thumb that works out well. Today, we're up, except like you said, healthcare taking a little bit of a hit. But even then, these aren't big moves in healthcare. And like take Merck as an example, it's had a pretty decent run since March. So there's just a minor pullback here. Right. So even though, you know, it might be something if you look at the heat map to take a look at, we see that really no support.
Yeah. No, and this wire on the scanner, nothing really popped up right now. No stocks meet the filter criteria. I should probably change it to expirations. Oh, I did to expirations all for this week and next week expiration. Even then, really not a whole lot going on here. I mean, yep. Looking back at the indices, it is a quiet day. I'll leave this up here, but I also wanted to bring up the Dow because I mentioned it in the beginning. So the Dow yesterday dipped below the 50-day moving average. Right now trading right at the 50-day moving average.
And that's interesting because we have the NASDAQ outperforming, making new highs for the year. We have the S&P in a tight range, but kind of towards that upper range. And the Dow's just underperforming the last couple of weeks. You know, we don't need to have, or it's not as though every single day the indices do move together. There's usually some one that's clearly leading the way. Right now it's tech.
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned it, the Dow just barely negative for the year, 0.04%, while the S&P, just so that we see where do we stand for the year, up 7%, the NASDAQ up 17% for the year. And that's kind of in stark contrast to what we saw last year. I mean, last year, the NASDAQ was definitely the loser and the Dow was the winner of out of the three indices.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to also take a look at Bitcoin, because Bitcoin, and let's remove the 50-day moving average, seems to struggle. So the risk-on environment doesn't seem to be there just yet. It's not really risk-on, it's more tech-on, and really mainly AI tech, right? I mean, that's what we talked about over the last few days here. That seems to be really the theme right now.
It does. It does, making up a large part of the gains that we've seen in the S&P and also the NASDAQ. And this is where, you know, maybe some of the pressures alleviated if Congress and the White House and just politicians in general can pass a debt ceiling deal, right? So we'll just have to see. I hope that they can get it together before June 1st, and I believe that they will.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely keep you updated here. And if you're enjoying the show, give us a like and consider subscribing. And then we also have a couple of other videos for you. Take a look at those, and then we'll be back tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.